Blog Talk Radio.
September the 1st to the 3rd, the question goes somewhat like this. Let me paraphrase it. Why do our people don't feel the need to get together to cry out what we're proposing in Washington, D.C. at the Freedom Plaza? I would like to answer Cottrell's question because we have been socially engineered and conditioned to think that we are Americans, that we are Caribbeans, that we are Australians, that we are French, that we are Canadians, and so on and so forth. And we want to be part of the main group. We don't want to be us. We want to be someone else. But history has shown itself to be quite truthful in this aspect. They hate us. They hate our leaders. They used to shoot our leaders in the head. Now they simply like incarcerate them. Give them big bonds and whatnot. Get them out the way. That's what they do to our elders, our leadership. But because of social engineering and conditioning, we have become complacent. And we don't feel the need to cry out to the Most High. We simply want to, can we just all get along? Now, you may very well want to get along with them, but they don't necessarily want to get along with you. The only reason why you're here, they ain't got no place to send your asses. If they had any place they could send you, you'd be there. You better believe it. Oh, it's true. Don't get mad. It's the truth. So Cartrell is quite right about our people. But we love them. We love our neighbors, which is our brothers and sisters, as we love ourselves. And we love you so much that we're willing to tell you the truth when some people are not willing to tell you the truth about yourself and your status and how you can get you some relief from that status as second-class citizens throughout this universe. And surely that is the case. And as I said, Cartrell has shown you how we can get that relief by simply activating a plan, crying out to the Most High for our ancient ones, the mistakes they made that got us in these captivities, and crying out for ourselves, and not be complacent, trying to simply get along with your enemies. Your enemies can't stand you. Truth be told, some of you can't stand yourselves. And you know why? Because you don't know the Most High. Because if you knew the Most High, you would love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. But because you don't know the Most High, some of you want to be something special. Yeah, you may be special, but not like you think. See, the Most High teaches us the studies that we partake in and delve in, that we must love him with all our heart, mind, souls, and strength. That's a must. And our brothers and sisters as ourselves, that's a must. And we must correct ourselves and each other. That's a must. You can't let your brothers and sisters do some things you know they ain't supposed to be doing and you don't say nothing about it. That they blood going to be on your hand. That's why on the Real Talk for Real People show, my name is Yem Sufari. We keep it simple and we keep it real. And we're honest. We don't lie to ourselves and each other, and we certainly won't lie to you. That's part of what these studies are about, telling the people the truth about what Yah says, not about human beings. You can't trust human beings. Human beings you cannot trust. You know what? I don't even trust my own shadow. My own shadow been with me ever since I was a baby, little boy. I always wondered, what you follow me for? Young Sue, don't go there. No, I don't even trust Young Sue. And I'm Young Sue. I don't even trust me. So why would I put some trust in another human being? I trust what people do based upon a day-by-day basis. It takes a whole lot of days to make a accumulation of days. And so to put my complete trust in the individual, no. Young Sue can't do that. But what I will trust in what you do and what you said, and that doing and saying must be based upon action every day, just like the Most High. Some of you think you can get away and say, oh, I did good yesterday. I ain't got to do good today. Your fingers are broken. You have to do good every day. That's why the Most High says, learn to do good, because we have been social engineered and conditioned to not to do so, especially in regards to one another. We love to hate one another. We're like pit bulls when we see one another. Our hair rises on our neck, and then we want to get to drooling and barking and trying to get at one another. And you think I'm lying. Let me tell you this, if this is not the truth. If we go to a funeral, if we go to the park, if we go to a nightclub, if we go to a dance hall, with that Yah, that's why we need him, it's going to be some fussing and fighting and cussing. It's going to be some fluttering of some yellow tape, and it's going to be some blue and white lights. And y'all know I ain't lying, even among family members, because we have been social engineered and conditioned to hate one another and to be separated from one another. That's why we get into all these different churches, because we've been social engineered and conditioned to do so. You get in that church, you get in that church, you get in four, five churches. We don't know no better. And the sad thing about that is this. Can't nobody tell us better. That answers Katria's question. Because if you don't love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're going to be a many splendid thing. You're going to think yourself something special in light of what's going on with your people. You're going to think, oh, hell no, I'm not going to send no people nothing. I'm not going to help that old widow woman. I'm not going to help that little poor orphan. I'm not going to help them homeless, even though I got it in my pocket. I'm not going to help them. Why? I'm something special. Yah has blessed me. So why should I bless them? That's ludicrous, people. If Yah bless you and you have the opportunity and the means to help someone of your own nation, why not? Ain't nobody else going to do it for you. So that's why it's imperative that you know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That's our fundamentals, people. We've been so, look here, you've allowed the Greeks and the Romans to take your God away from you. They have given you gods. They've given you Allah by way of the Arabs. They've given you Buddha by way of Asians. They've given you Jesus by way of the Romans and the Greeks. And that's why all these books, these ancient books about are changed, such as Deuteronomy. That's not the name of that book. That's a Greek name. The name of that book is Davarim. D-A-V-A-R-I-M. Davarim. Katria can pronounce it better than me because he's from New York City. Davarim, which means this is Moses' exodus from the nation. And by way of that, he's got a lot to share with the nation before he get out of here. That's what that book that we're about to approach in our next segment of study. But we're about to come to the studies before that, which is Bat Mitzvah. And some of you call it Numbers. That is not the name of that book, Bat Mitzvah, which means we're in the wilderness. And what are we doing in the wilderness, people? We're not simply having a great picnic. What we're doing, we're being instructed by Yah. We're given a who, what, when, where, and how. And I certainly mean where and how. Some of you think you can do some of these things without the where and how. You can't do some of these things without the where and the how. But you can do those Ten Commandments. You can learn to do good. That's what you ought to be doing. And stop letting your enemies that hate you teach you who your gods are. You're not Negroes. You're not Hamites. Although they told you Ham was cursed. No, you're not. You're Shemites. Now, I'm not saying Semites. That's them other people over there in the land. Edom, Esau, that has your spot. You are Shemitic. Shem. You know, remember Noah had three sons? Shem was one of them. Ham was one of them, and so on and so forth. Well, you are, and they vaguely look like one another. Okay? So the Hamites look like Shemites and so on and so forth. They had differences. And that's why these studies are imperative, that you get your fundamentals right. See, if you talk wrong, you know wrong, and you do wrong. But if you get your fundamentals right and stop letting your enemies give you your God, you'll be okay. By way of the Greeks and the Romans. Oh, it's true. And so we love to do this. We love to share with you in these studies. And you're wondering who is the we are making reference to? Well, Sister Avia of New York City. She's from New York. Brother Cartier, he's from New York City. He's from New York. And you know what the most important thing I know about this brother and sister? They're not looking for personal accolades. They're not giving self-appointed titles to themselves. They're just humble. This is humble. They're humble towards the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and they love their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. And you know why I know this? They're not getting a dime for this radio talk show, but they do it as a labor of love because they know we've been lied to and continue to be lied to in every aspect of our lives, every aspect of our lives. And they want you to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help the Most High. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring Sister Abigail. Now, mind you now, she might not say nothing because, you know, she's learning to do good, folks. She over there doing some good stuff for some folks, okay? And sometimes she can talk. Sometimes she can't. She's learning to do good. And then I'm going to bring on Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, that brother know how to do good. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And may Yah continue to bless you, brother. And so grateful to be back. And Yah bless us all. Continue to bless us with these studies. And I'm so grateful for them.
I am too, Sister Abia. And may He bless you. It's good to hear your voice again, sister.
It won't be for long. But
yeah,
I'm here.
Well, you keep on doing good, sister. You're doing a whole lot better than some people are doing, okay?
I'll try.
And now you do better than the try. You do it. Because what they say, you can do it. You can do it, okay?
Yeah.
Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, my soul. Bless you out, oh, my soul. And all that's within me, bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. How y'all doing out there? Y'all Sufari. May the Most High bless you, Sister Abia. May the Most High bless you as well. And all the sisters and brothers that's out there. It's good to be back. How y'all doing?
Good to have you back, brother. Doing okay. How you doing? How the family doing?
Everybody's well. Give thanks to the Most High.
Praise
you. You said a mouthful. Definitely
yes.
Said a mouthful.
Yes. I tried to, brother.
I was thinking about when you're talking about Devarim.
Mm-hmm.
Devarim, the words
right.
of Moses.
Right.
It means words.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So exactly.
We need to hear the words of the prophet to learn our destiny, our mission, our purpose.
Exactly.
And you write about the social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Most other nations, they only have like a couple of religions. Like I know Irish people, I work with the Irish people. They're either Protestant or Catholic.
Exactly.
That's the same with the Italians. They're either Protestant or Catholic. They're
right.
not Muslim or Hindu or they don't serve Buddha. They're either Protestant or Catholic. And that's same
exactly.
with like Arab people. They're either Sunni or Shiite.
Exactly.
Right? So
exactly.
We into everything. But we've been socially engineered, like you said. But that comes from our ancient fathers who didn't want to follow the order of Yah and do everything that the other nations did and
exactly.
do. Because we continue to do everything the nations do to our detriment.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
But I invited a young sister on. She's on the line. She wanted to know when she could jump in to ask questions. Her name
yes.
is Courtney. But
Courtney,
I told her that.
Sister
yeah.
Courtney, I will answer that
Courtney.
Question, my brother, for you. After the first segment of the study, we leave the mic open and you can ask questions. And then there's another last second segment that Cottrell brings to the studies. And after that, we open up the mic. We'll open up the mic twice. There's after the first segment, which I will bring to you. And then after the second segment, which Cottrell will bring to you. And either you can introduce yourself then, and we're going to keep it rolling.
All praise.
All praise. So y'all ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
Midbar, chapter 29. Some of you call it Numbers. That is not the correct name for that book. Okay? Chapter 29, the offering at the Feast of the Trumpets. You didn't know we had a Feast of Trumpets. Now you know. And it was in the seventh month, on the first day of the month. You shall have a holy congregation gathering yourselves together. You shall do no customary work. For you, it is a day of blowing the trumpets. You shall offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to Yah. One young bull, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, 1/10 for each of the seven lambs. Also, one kid, which is the goat, of the goats, as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with his grain offering for the new moon. That's a different. And the regular daily burnt offering with his grain offering and their drink offering, according to their ordinance, as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire on that altar to Yah. Cartier, what say you?
It was a sin offering for our atonement constantly.
Exactly.
So we didn't necessarily wait for the Day of Atonement to be atoned for our sins.
Right.
And we can see that this is a lot of offerings, right?
Exactly.
One young bull, one ram, seven male lambs of a year without blemish.
Exactly.
Give me an offering, fine flour.
Exactly.
2/10 of the ram. It's a lot of offering that our people offered up.
Well, Cartrell, it seemed like, Cartrell, it made us come together and get together quite often. We socialize together. Not only did we worship the Most High together, we socialize with one another together. So the Most High wants us to praise and honor him, but he still wants us, because right now we don't have any social skills, Cartrell. We had social skills before we were socially engineered and conditioned, where we could get together and it wouldn't be no yellow tape and no white lights. See,
right.
Yah is smart, Cartrell. Go ahead, brother.
And we talked last night about how good a time our people have when we get together, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, these festivals, people are looking forward to every year.
Every year.
Like, people look forward to the holidays they look forward to now. The days we have were better than what they do now.
Exactly.
They only give you one day now. Y'all give us 7 days to celebrate these things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we had a good time when we did it.
Singers singing, they're behind off, good food, barbecue, and good people. It contributed to the Most High. The Most High likes to see his people happy. A lot of folks think it was onerous. Oh, man, we got to go up there again. All them people, all them folks singing, and all that good smelling food. Oh, no. Man, we look forward for those opportunities. Thank you, Cartrell. Now, Cartrell, Sister Avia, and fellow students, the offering on the Day of Atonement, which Cartrell mentioned, on the 10th day of the very same 7th month, you shall hold it holy convocation, which is a gathering together. You shall afflict your souls. You should be in a state of anguish. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to Yah as a sweet aroma, which is one young bull, one ram, 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure, Yah says, they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of the fine flour, the finest mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also, 1 kid of goats as a sin offering. Besides the sin offering for atonement, the regular, the continual offering, the regular burnt offering with his grain offering and their drink offerings. What say you, Cadre?
When you read the law in regards to the Day of Atonement,
right?
It also talks about the burnt offering and the Azazel that they let loose, where the priest puts the sins of the nations on the head of the goat and lets it loose in the wilderness. Moses, in this instant that we're reading, is reminding the children of Israel that came out of Egypt of what commands and laws Yah gave them. He's reminding them before they go into Canaan, because they're right on the border right now. Most of that generation that came out with Moses is off the scene. Now he's instructing the children of those people about what he told their fathers. He's reinforcing it again.
Well, Cartrell, those church people are right in one sense of the word. Now, These offerings are done away with temporarily. Why are they done away with temporarily? Because we are a captivity people. We don't have the altar people. It's not consecrated people. We don't have the high priest people. We don't have the priest people. We don't have the Levites. We don't know who they are, where they are, or what they're doing. But we know that they are in existence because we are. So this is not a permanent doing away with. And why was it done away with? Temporarily. Because we broke the contract. It's just that simple.
Just and we certainly don't have no young bulls, no rams, no male lambs without defect. We buy it from Barnes, right?
The local market. The local butcher shop.
Seven lambs.
We're not in control. Right. Yeah, I got you. We're not in control of our animals nor food sources. Okay?
We don't know if they cloned or not. Genetically modified or not. Dude.
Yeah. Point of where
I don't want no blemishes. That's for sure.
Point well taken.
No blemishes.
Point well taken. Make sure y'all says. And the final one, Cartrell, the offering at the Feast of the Tabernacle. And then I will, after Cartrell makes his commentary, I will open up the mic to the young sister and anyone else that chooses to speak. On the 15th day of the very same seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation, not Church of God in Christ, of us gathering ourselves together. You shall do no customary work. You should keep a feast to y'all 7 days. They ain't going to let y'all off them jobs because y'all ain't at home. Y'all can't do that. You better go get back on it two days if you're lucky. You better hit that clock Monday. You can't do that here. But at home, we could. We could keep the feast because we ran something. We owned something. We were in charge. 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to y'all. And here we have 13 young bulls the first day, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in the first year. They shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also, 1 kid, the goat, the sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering. And in addition to the regular burnt offering, is grain offering, is drink offering. On the second day, present 12 young bulls. The number goes down. But it don't go down for those 14 lambs in that first year without blemish. And that grain offering and that drink offering for the bull, for the rams and for the lambs, by that number according to the ordinance. Also 1 kid, that goat, as a sin offering beside the regular burnt offering with his grain offering and their drink offering. On the third day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in the first year without blemish, their grain offering, their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their numbers, according to the ordinance, also that one's goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, in addition to that, his grain offering and his drink offering. On the fourth day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year, without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by that number, according to the ordinance, the law. Also 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering. And beside the regular burnt offering, his grain offering and his drink offering. On the fifth day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, their grain offering and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by that number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat, dead goat, as a sin offering, besides the regular, in addition to the regular burnt offering, his grain offering, and his drink offering. On the sixth day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in the first year, without blemish, and thy grain offering and thy drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs by their number, according to the ordinance. Also that goat as a sin offering, beside, in addition to the regular burnt offering, his grain offering, and his drink offering. The last day, no, that's not the last. Still got 8 days. On the seventh day, present seven bulls, two rams, 14 lambs in the first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number, according to the ordinance. Also that goat as a sin offering, besides the regular, in addition to the regular burnt offering, his grain offering, and his drink offering. On the eighth day, you shall have a sacred, solemn assembly. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, as a sweet aroma to Yah. One bull, one ram, seven lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, by their numbers, according to the ordinance. Also that one goat as a sin offering, besides, in addition to the regular burnt offering, his grain offering, and his drink offering. These you shall present to Yah at your appointed feast, besides your vow offering and your freewill offering. Those are different. As your burnt offering and your grain offering, as your drink offering, and as your peace offering. So Moses told the children of Israel everything, just as Yah commanded Moses. Nothing was left to chance or happenstance. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic, brother. And I'm going to bring, after you have your say, I'm going to bring on our guest. They have their say.
Yes, sir. One thing's for sure. Them priests, them Levites was barbecue masters.
Head barbecue masters. Every day.
But the thing is, it was only three times in a year that they did this. It was not like an everyday thing, consume this amount of meat.
No.
In America, they consume this amount of meat every day.
Exactly.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only on these occasions that really they went into eating these offerings like that.
Right.
But you could see it was very, very, very plush, very extensive. And most of them wanted us to enjoy ourselves.
Exactly.
So we always had a sin offering each and every day of these festive days that we had. And trust me, we ain't doing nothing close to what we've read in this chapter that we read tonight. But we think that we're doing Yah's law. We say we're doing the law. No, we're not. You see how much we got to offer to Yah? This stuff is humongous. 13 young bulls on the 13th day?
Right.
You don't even know what a young bull looked like.
Someone's
you can't tell the difference between a cow and a bull.
Exactly. So when you're displaced from your own homeland and you're not in charge of anything, those are the dynamic results of it. You're not in charge of your resources. You're not in charge of your granaries and so on and so forth. You're not in charge of anything. You're at the mercy of your enemies. Wish they gave you a God and you happily accommodate them by worshiping, but, you know, I don't think that's going to work for you. 403 years and counting, it hadn't worked out for us. So I don't know why people think that it's going to work out for something that never has worked out for us. These folks will kill you in them churches, the very same churches they gave you, okay? Mind you, it's true, culture. Remember that time they had Dr. King trapped up in a church? He had to call the president. He said, I think it was in Birmingham, Alabama. All those universal white race supremacists was out there. Get that nigga in the church. he had to call John F. Kennedy. Hey man, look here. Can you help a brother out? I thought you was a preacher. I thought Jesus was going to take you and take care of you in the church. Well, I can't find it. But will you send some mobile guys and get me up out of here?
Young people don't know about those time jumps.
Because
when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about, he had a dream that he going to see little white boys and white girls and black boys and black girls holding hands walking down the street.
Right.
We like, that nigga's crazy. That ain't happening. And they shot him down. And my question at that, he was like 13 years old. My question was like, yo, we understand why you killed Malcolm X, but you killed the man of peace. He ain't never preached violence. Matter of fact, all his protests was about peaceful protests.
Right.
But you killed him anyway. So how are we supposed to come at y'all? You killed the man of war. Malcolm X said, don't turn the other cheek. He'll get you a gun and fire it back.
Right.
And Dr. Martin Luther King said, nah, we got to use the system and protest and get our rights constitutionally, which he tried, and they shot him. They killed him.
Yeah, we were 13 years old, Katria. Both you and I were 13 years old when they murdered that man.
And amazed. But they ain't that brutal now. They do it more subtly.
Right.
They assassinated our leaders subtly. They pretty much buy them off.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got no strong leaders like Malcolm. Or even a man like Dr. Martin Luther King. We ain't seeing brothers like that no more. Are we?
If they don't buy you off, Katria, they'll jail you off. They'll get rid of you something. They'll medicate you to death. They'll war you off. Any aspect of our life, they get rid of our leadership through war.
So now we got Minister Farrakhan and Al Sharpton.
Right.
But Minister Farrakhan doesn't speak as potent as Malcolm did.
No,
he skirts, but he don't speak with that fire that Malcolm came with.
No,
Al Sharpton, we could see he bought out.
Oh yeah,
He don't even represent Dr. King like you know Dr. King was represented.
No, he follows the dollars. He goes.
He ducked him a bullet.
Yeah, with these what he's feeling where they killed our brothers and our sisters, and he gives. I don't know what he gives, but you know it's about the dollar. He's following the dollar. What is that brother's name? That's the lawyer for the our people. What's his name?
Crump.
Ben Crump. Yeah, he follows along with Ben Crump. You know, chasing the notoriety and Jesus along with it with his little speeches.
They do. I gotta give them credit. They do get some things done. But they chasing the wrong goals.
Exactly. And you know what, Cottrell? Truth be told, brother, we need to get something done too. Just like we're calling out September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Gather a holy convocation, so to speak, gathering ourselves together. Now, if you can't make it, sometimes you can't. But understandably, you can still gather yourself together wherever you're at. Starting September 2nd, 9 o'clock to 2 p.m., crying out to the Most High for our ancient ones that made the mistake that got us in the situation we now find ourselves in. And the continuum of those mistakes, us. And also, asking the Most High, come on back, get us. We can't trust the Democratic Party. We can't trust the Republican Party. We can't trust the Independent Party. We can't trust the Black Lives Matter movement. We certainly ain't going to be switching and swatching in the gay parade movement, okay, and so on and so forth. So we had to rely on what we know, what we trust, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise Yah.
And our great kings. They say King Solomon was the wisest man to ever live.
Right.
How about this? He dropped this wisdom. Put not your trust in man, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Trust in the Most High only, with all your heart, soul, might and strength, like our King, King David.
Hallelujah. He certainly did. Praise Yah. Well, all right, Cratchell. That was a nice segment of study. The first segment, not the last. So I'm going to open up the mic to the young sister that you said called in. Sister, introduce yourself and ask whatever question you feel the need to ask. Area code 504, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Can I hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Everything you're saying is speaking the truth.
That's all we do.
The churches ran me away. And that's the truth, because I've been looking for the most high and low in the churches because of what I've went through. The only thing, my question is, because I've been ready for the most high, like, because I'm raising boys.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's like surviving the wilderness, because Brother Cottrell have God help me, because I'm in the middle of the spot. Jesus, help me. God help me.
Take your time, sister. You all right?
He have my resume.
Oh. Okay.
And he'll tell you what type of he'll tell you what type of work I do.
Right.
And right now, it's because Exodus was speaking about us. Everything you're saying is true, because everything
yes,
is about a competition with our own people. Because
yes, ma'am.
Just like the Bible said that everybody got everywhere to run to. When things happen, everybody got somewhere to go and help our people.
Exactly. It's true.
And I'm and not only that, I'm tired of seeing these churches getting a collection plate for like material things like houses and cars and wraps and stuff like that. I'm gonna be real. A bunch of times I damn near lost hope. I did.
Right.
Even with the content creators that
right.
I really put my trust in. I'm talking about with the men, not no women, because I don't follow no women that deal with them, because the women should not be teaching the word of the Most High.
Uh-huh.
Because the book of Exodus tell you that also, as well. But the thing about it is surviving the wilderness of what should we do? That's my question. Like, what should we do? Because that's what I'm at right now. Because you know, it's just me and my boys against the world.
Okay.
And I'm willing to do anything and everything for the Most High.
No, so
you know
let me.
And coming from Louisiana. Because I was born and raised in New Orleans, and New Orleans got a bunch of witchcraft and voodoo. And
oh,
I know the ins and out of everything. So I've been attacked. Because
right.
The reason why I know I've been attacked, because I was born in a Masonic family.
Right.
But now, as I got older, it's just like everybody turned their back on me. I've been a black sheep, the outcast, every black sheep, right. All that. And
right.
Right now, if you go in the city of New Orleans, if you're not from there, you ain't gonna know the type of air that hits you, because you can hear the spirits in the breeze.
Right.
Because that's how demonic it is.
Right.
And the question for me is, like, now that I know I don't know everything, because even the greatest prophet didn't know everything. Like who lived almost to see 1,000 years old, even they didn't know everything.
Right.
You know, like my question is, what should I do? Like, how should I start? Because God tell me that even though I have a house and everything's set, because I done moved to many houses and set, and I have drug addiction that could damn near kill me.
Right.
I'm going to be real with you. But the Most High kept me alive for a reason, and mainly for these boys. And I did everything right. You know, it's just that now that I know everything, what should I do? I don't know about nobody else out there now.
Right.
Like, I'm talking about me because I'm trying to say me and my boys' souls and stuff like that. I never did nothing wrong because I've been celibate, single, about to knock on 5 years now. Like, what should we do now? Like, now that I know that all this is happening, I'm talking about, like, going into the wilderness.
Right.
What should I do now? Like, to survive the wilderness or the steps to take and all that? Because when God tell me to move, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave all this for anybody that would take this house. I wouldn't care no more.
Right.
Like, what should I do?
Well, you got that New Orleans voice. That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to tell you that I just want to correct you on one thing. You got people.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, you got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You got brothers and sisters like Sister Abby and Brother Cartrell and I. You got
Shout out to her because I heard her. I love her voice. Yeah, I heard her.
And you got elders in this nation that had your best interest at heart. And I'm going to let Cartrell answer you for as the winner is concerned.
You talking about me? Like, yeah. Like my best interest? Y'all know me?
Yeah, we, no, yeah, you our sister. That's all we need
to
know.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. I've been trying to lock up on the nation for a minute. Okay, but God bless y'all hearts.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, God.
Yeah, you family. So.
Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank y'all for knowing me, man. Thank you, God.
You our people. Kind recognize they can. So
yeah,
we recognize.
Thank you, God.
Because
I was going through a lot because I've been trying to, yeah, people understand, like, I've been going through the spiritual battle. The spiritual battle. I mean, I've been going through it hard, like, as we speak as of now. I've been sleeping paralysis and all that. And then I got bored. Because y'all should know, like the days of Moses, how they had to kill the firstborns, right? And they still doing it right to these days. And you right. See, right now, the dragon was hurt. That's why you hear the priest say that we all have to heal the dragon. And right now, you're right. They split side killing our brothers. They not killing they not killing the ignorant brothers because the ignorant brothers killing their own self. The dragon is killing the great brothers that's been homeschooled and been trained. I'm the type of protector. Like I'm a protector with my boys. Like right now, I shouldn't be doing it because I'm a woman.
Right.
Like any woman that say independent, blah, 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 with that feminine, that's of the devil. That's because they ate of the same tree as Eve. They evil for that. That means like any woman that say like get the bag, blah, 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 when they say things like that, I'm gonna be real with you. When they say things like that means they never took care of their children.
Right.
Somebody else raising their kids. Because I don't want to be no alpha. You know, I had to play that role for a long time. I hate being independent. I hate being an alpha. I hate all that.
So Courtney.
Yes, sir.
You're looking for answers, right?
Yes, sir.
And the Most High has the spiritual answers for his people. Because it's not a mental battle or a physical battle. It's actually a spiritual battle. We have to know how to tap into the Creator, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because when we read our history, they went through many afflictions, many trials and tribulations. But the thing that set them apart from everybody else was the fact that they had contact with the Most High. And the thing for you is that you have to seek two things. You have to seek Yah with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
Every
day. He says, seek me while I can be found, and you will find me. And then the other thing that you have to seek is wisdom.
I feel like David, which y'all don't know. I literally feel like David. I feel like David because I got the utmost respect of the Most High. Anybody that don't respect the Most, because people be saying like they of Yah. And they put on these clothes. They put on, they dress up like them, all that, woot woot. They do all that. But the question is, do you really know God? Like, do you really know Yah? Like, do you really know our Creator? Because I've been through a lot of stuff.
Thing.
You can't worry about
what other people. Can't worry about other people, what they know about Yah. And like you said, King David is the example. And we break down King David practically every night, five nights a week. We break down his mindset, what he wrote, what he says, his songs that he wrote,
I feel like
his
prayers
that he read. And when we read his prayers and read his trials and tribulations and his adversity, he shows us what the solution is. Because every time he got into those adversities, number one, first thing he does is cry out to Yah. And he lets you know he sheds tears for Yah. And you're talking about a mighty king in the nation of Israel. So we have the solution.
I feel like David, y'all.
And the thing that we have to search for is Yah and wisdom. I'm going to read Proverbs 8 for you real quick because we need to know what we should be looking for. Proverbs 8. Does not wisdom cry and understanding go for her voice? She stands at the top of high places by the way where the paths meet. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors, meaning that wisdom is everywhere. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. And that doesn't exclude our sisters, our daughters, our women. She's just speaking in general. All you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Here,
I speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. That's what we all should be searching for, right? Right things. For my mouth shall speak truth. In addition to right things, we should be speaking what? Not lies, but truth. And wickedness
I tell
is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing perverse or crooked in them. They are all plain to him that understands. And write to them that find knowledge. You got to find out the knowledge of wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. Receive my instructions. Whose instruction? Wisdom's instruction. And not silver. And knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared unto wisdom. For I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of inventions. The fear of Yah. What's the fear of Yah? To hate evil, hate pride, to hate arrogancy, to hate the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So you got to watch what you say. Your mouth just can't spit anything out because wisdom hates that, and Yah watches what you say.
Well, counsel, see, I repent everything I said wrong.
And sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. By me, by wisdom, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By wisdom, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth, they judge by wisdom. I love them that love me, and those that do what? Seek me early shall find me. We have to find wisdom early because we have to be seeking her. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. You want to have riches and righteousness together. You don't want to be rich and corrupt like Donald Trump. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, which you all should be seeking. Wisdom will lead you into the path of righteousness, in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries. So you ain't got to worry about not having a thing, because we know from the stories of our ancient fathers, they use wisdom. And they maybe have been in dire straits, but the Most High blessed them. Like we know the story of Job. Yah possessed me and the beginning of his way before the works of old. So we know that the first thing that Yah created, based on this sentence in Proverbs 8:22, it says, Yah possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting. What was set up from everlasting? From the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, wisdom. When there were no fountains, abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was wisdom brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, wisdom, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I, wisdom, was by him and brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights are with the children of men. Now, therefore, hearken to me, O ye children. Wisdom is our mother. For blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction. Our people refuse instruction. We don't like to hear instruction.
No. Our people are stubborn.
Hear instruction. That's what we have to do. Learn how to listen. Hear instruction. Because instruction makes you wise. Don't refuse it. Blessed is the man that hears me, wisdom, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me finds life and obtains favor of the Most High. And that's what we want. Amen. That's what all of us want, Yah's favor. But you have to find wisdom first in order to get your life together. Whoso finds me finds life. Now, people don't understand that because Yah gives us a choice. He said, I set before you life and death. Choose what? Life and live. When you choose
life,
you can praise Yah forever. If you don't choose life, your end is short. Most are going to shut it down. Because if you choose death, you can't praise Yah. The dead praise not Yah. For whoso finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of Yah. The second thing or the first thing we should be looking for is Yah first. Wisdom, Yah. You find wisdom, you're going to find Yah and favor with Yah. But he that sins against wisdom wrongs his own soul, because that's what we're trying to preserve, not just our lives, but our soul for eternity.
Our soul.
Right?
Yeah, because I'm already, I feel like I'm already like I used to feel like I was perishing already on earth since a child, you know, since a baby. But now, I feel like Job, I feel like David, but the female virgin all together. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So in those stories that you read, Satan was sent out against Job. But he had to get instructions and permission from Yah.
And what
did Job have to prove? He had to prove that he remained faithful to the Most High, regardless of what. Come hell, come high water. It don't matter what comes. I'm going to love Yah, serve Yah. I came in naked. You got to take me out
and
naked.
I'm
that's how I'm going to go.
Exactly.
So you got to keep your faith in Yah. You got to find Yah. You got to find wisdom to obtain his favor. This is why we have the Real Talk for Real People show. So we can show people the way to wisdom and the way to Yah.
But they make us look like conspiracy. They make us look like conspiracy theorists when we really try to show them the truth. Because my life, from birth all the way up to now, kind of God forgive me for saying kind of, it guided me to these teachings. You know what I'm saying? It really guided me to these teachings, and I don't want to be led astray. You hear me? I don't.
So he led you to what?
We
elders, and we teaching our people the truth. So in your search, don't ignore the fact that Yah led you to where you want to be. You want to hear the truth?
Yep.
We got it for you. But you have to learn how to listen and hear instruction, because instruction gives you wisdom, and wisdom gives you favor with the Most High. You get it?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
And the brother right too also as well, when he said that them churches do lead a lot of a lot of souls wrong. They do.
And we see in this chapter that I just read that you want your soul to be preserved by wisdom and by Yah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to turn from wisdom. You say, all that turn from wisdom. All they that hate me love death. How many people are unwise out here?
A lot.
They love death. They're not choosing to preserve their soul. They're living for the here and now. They don't realize that their soul is in jeopardy.
Yes, they're not even afraid of the Most High no more. They're not. It just like, oh my God, God is love, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna be real with you. The way things are like out here, it's just like, I don't understand. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care about nobody's opinion, but I understand why the Most High put us in captive, because our people are stubborn. You know what I'm saying? Our people were literally stubborn. And then I understand when he was like, bro, I'm done with that. Even Moses had to talk to the Most High, like, look, please don't destroy them, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, I thank God because of the type of man he is. Yeah, I thank the Most High because of the type of man he is, like a man of chances. But the Most High is running out of that. And I ain't trying to be caught up in that. And people told me, many times, I act like I'm better than them. I'm not acting like that. It's just that I'm trying to live the way the Most High want me to live. And I am a perfect example. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
men don't
don't be around my children and blah, blah, blah. My kids will tell you that. It ain't got to the point. Hold on, y'all. Hey, finish talking. Give me one sec.
Well, sister, you're basically going through your life what every Hebrew Israelite goes through.
Thank God.
So.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, every Hebrew Israelite goes through. When the more you become conscious of God expects of you, the more you're going to see travails, just in the case of Job. So it's not nothing especially attributed to you. It's just what we go through as a people. And yes, our people are stubborn. But
yes.
That being said, don't knock yourself. Of course, you. How old are your children, Master?
The ones, whoever coming to the day of repentance, my eight and nine-year-old gonna be there. But I have I have all boys. I have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 8-year-old. I did everything right, including even when I was in foster home and stuff like that. I was like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I was not a promiscuous child, but I was still done wrong. At the age of 12, I used to write out the Bible because I used to wonder why I was going through the things I was going through. The first time I had sleeping paralysis, I was 10 years old and stuff like that. And I'm going to be real, like, I'm to the point, like, you know, anything and everything God want me to do, I'm going to do it, you know, because I did everything right. And ever since I divorced and left my ex-husband, 5 years ago, I've been single and celibate dead. Cause I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not going through like life. Like, oh my God, why me? Blah, blah, blah. Because I pay my bills on time. But you know, and I, you know, I'm not the type that, you know, hit up a man and help me with all. No, because the Most High helped me with everything. I'm telling you, like, the Most High helped me with everything. Because when they say God uses the bad for his good, he definitely does that. Because I'm the child that my mom was on, she was speedballed with when I was, when she was pregnant with me. Like on the heroin and crack cocaine and stuff like that. But the only flaw I got in my life is I move around a lot. I can't sit still. But but my wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment is off the chain. It is so off the chain. Like, it's so off the chain. If your spirit ain't right, you know, I basically it just slip out my mouth without me even telling me, like, man, you know, somebody's spirit ain't right up in here. You know what I'm saying? And then now I'm to the point that I'm elevated. I'm so elevated, like my spiritual test is just like a Spider-Man type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally elevated. And I'm to the point, because I met up with a brother, Cottrell. Like, not we met up, like we talked. We talked, and I'm to the point, like, I've been teaching my boys the right way to go, but I'm still in my flaws. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in my flaws. Like, I literally want to get out of my flaws. Like, I feel like David, y'all. Like, my flaws is like, I want to start smoking weed. And my biggest fault, the reason why I'm real the way I am real, like, when you hear rappers, they're the real rappers that die, they be on the type of drugs that would literally kill them because them the realest ones. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm like, my drug of choice would literally kill me. You know what I'm saying? And I know the most high keeping me alive right to this day. I'm so tired. Like, fine right now, tight. Like fentanyl is my drug, like something that'll take me out, man. And I'm tired, you know, and I've been doing everything right, y'all. That's why we're going to
Washington for the hurt of our people.
Yeah, I'm tired, y'all.
Sex
or anything like that is not my flaw because I've been celibate single forever. Like, knocking on 5 years now. It's just that my drug of choice, like, people that I never seen, like, in 20 years. I hit up their messenger. Like, and then soon somebody pick up, I tell him, please don't hang up. Just don't hang up because I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying because the biggest trick is this, like with heroin addicts and fentanyl addicts, like people thinking they're going to sleep, but they're not going to sleep. They're dying. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I know the devil really tried to take me out, and I haven't touched none of that in like, it's a month now. I really haven't. And right now, it's just been, the devil's been like at me.
Courtney, listen. The Most High brought you to us. You just had to slow down and let us put you on the right path so you can have all the tools needed. I know you're frustrated. I know that things are bothering you, but don't, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling down and out, go to the Most High in prayer. When you're feeling weak about something, go to the Most High in prayer. But in the meantime, in between time, you let Brother Cartrell and Sister Aviat instruct you. So put you on the right path so you can be plugged in. So you need to be plugged in. So we're going to help you get plugged in, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready to leave from here. I need to be around people that can help me. Like, if they see the look in my face, like, no, Courtney, no. Because God knows that what really made me go hard into that is when I had to bury my child, because I never grieve my child. Even I never grieve like everything I went through, you know, because God knows I have a great heart. Like when I talk and I walk and stuff like that, I'm really confident and stuff like, you know, and I really do put women in their place when they talk that crazy talk. I do put them in their place like you tripping and stuff like that. And right now I haven't touched nothing because of their repentance coming up. I've been on a fasting. I've been on everything, and I haven't touched anything. And right now, I'm going through, literally going through it. And then people been, telling me, like, they had that for me. I turned everything down. You know what I'm saying? Like, the realest people be on the type of drug that kills them. Like, the ones they call crazy is the realest one. That be on something that damn near killed them. And I'm to the point, like, I'm all my boys got. My boys ain't got nobody else. They ain't got nobody else. They only got me. And I be trying to tell, like, teach my boys to, like, you know, at least respect mama, do this, that, and other, because I ain't no man. And they talk about their independent living and stuff like that. And right now, I'm to the point, like, I'm willing to do anything and everything what the Most High want me to do. That's why I'm at right now.
Right.
Like, I do anything, everything that he takes this away from me. That's why I'm at.
Well, look
again,
here, Courtney.
Bro, yes, sir.
Okay. Just like I said, just slow down. Let us instruct you in the way of Yah. And so you won't be, Yah don't want you full of anxiety. He don't want you stressed out. We don't want you full of anxiety. We don't want you stressed out. We're trying to plug you in, but it's sort of a course of study. This thing just don't fall out of the sky. It takes study, just like a kung fu master. So we're like two old kung fu masters. So we're trying to make you a master too. But you just got to slow down, let that past be in the past. Whatever happened in the past is the past. It's a new day, sister. And so we just try to instruct you. Get your mind on top of the game. Get you plugged in with y'all. You're going to be all right. But right now, go ahead, sister.
I can tell you something right quick.
Sure, go ahead.
The crazy part about it is I know the word.
Right.
I know the word. I know the word. I literally know the word. Like everything y'all teaching, there's something I already know. It's just that about surviving and all that, you know, I know the word. That's the crazy part. That's why I say I feel like Dave, I know the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a temptation. It's just a temptation. I understand what Paul said, you got to treat your body like an enemy. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what he's saying now. You know what I'm saying? I understand all that. I feel that's why I never judged David or anything like that. I understand where he's coming from. because I feel like God, I'm after God's heart right now, bro. I'm after
right.
God's heart right now. You know, because I'm street smart, but I got all the knowledge. If I want to be promiscuous, I could do that if I want to, but I don't want to do that. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's just that my kids will tell you, inside this house, I anoint everybody. We pray every night. We bind up spirits. We repent every day. But after that prayer, next thing I know, I'm smoking the blood. Because my day in it. I hate it. I hate this.
Hold on now. Now, ain't nothing wrong with no weed, because weed is herb from y'all. But now, you talking about some fentanyl, some crack, and all that?
No, I'm talking about fentanyl with me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, weed just have you mellow. So, I'm not knocking no weed. But now, if this artificial stuff like fentanyl and crack cocaine, that's a whole different dynamic. And
yeah.
And like I said, when they used to say Jack and Coke, they used to call my name Jack and Coke, and I ain't talking about no Coca-Cola neither, okay?
So, I already know.
Yeah, so I know about addiction. And,
yeah.
But weed ain't no problem. Weed just always made me laid back. You know what I mean? And see,
yeah.
if that peace of mind just lay you back, that ain't hurt nobody, okay? It's just what they putting on weed. Because what they're putting on weed all ain't good. If it's just some good, clean weed, that ain't going to kill you. But when you're doing these pharmaceuticals, like opiates, man-made stuff, then you got problems. Alcohol, even alcohol causes you problems.
Alcohol.
So, but like
and
I said.
They call marijuana weed, but it's actually an herb because weed kills other plants. Marijuana doesn't kill other plants. They don't understand the herb system that y'all put in place for the health of man. So they go to their laboratories and create these pharmaceutical drugs that are worse. The cure is worse than the symptom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The side effects of the drugs that they make causes people to take tons more. And more drugs.
Exactly.
And side effects that they cause. But they don't know nothing about the herbal healing that is natural for the system of men and women on the planet. Because animals don't go to pharmaceuticals. They use the herbs that are around them in the jungles. That's how man learned about the herbs. The animals, how they use herbs to take care of their sicknesses and their wounds. But if you don't know
And Courtney, can you do me a favor for a minute?
Yes,
yeah, let me put you on pause and let Cartrell finish up the second segment, and I'm gonna open your mic right back up. I'm gonna let you talk to the time.
Oh yeah,
over.
No problem. Y'all the king.
And you stick with us. We're gonna make sure you become master of y'all's word. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Praise y'all, Sister Courtney. Don't go nowhere.
I'm not. I'm gonna be here.
Okay. May the Most High bless you.
Likewise.
Cartrell, brother, will you begin the second segment of study? Then we're going to bring Sister Courtney back on and let her talk her head off. That's what we're here for. Everybody needs somebody, and we the somebody she needs, and we're going to be here for her. Cartrell is in Psalms. It's one and the same. The fertility of idols. Chapter 115, the fertility of idols. That's basically what we're talking to Sister Courtney about. The fertility of idols and the trustworthiness of Yah. Putting your hope and confidence in idols is futile. But there's trustworthy. That's what brought Sister Courtney to us, because he loves her. And he know we're going to do the right thing by Sister Courtney. Praise Yah. Katria, you have the mic and the chalkboard.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even for the wisdom of our ancient fathers, King David, Moshe, sons of Korah. We don't know who wrote this one, right? Who wrote this one, Yamsun?
It doesn't say, my brother.
And the title says what?
The futility of idols and the trustworthiness of Yah.
So that's like compare and contrast.
Yeah.
Some people trust in idols.
Right.
Some people got faith in Yah.
Exactly.
It's either one or the other. You can't have both, right?
No, you can't have both, my brother.
It's either one or the other.
You one or the other. Nope.
And you know those idols, you talked about addiction. You know, idols are more addictive than drugs.
Exactly.
Idols are more addictive than drugs, huh?
Exactly.
People go to war for their idols.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yep.
That's why they taking their money to them churches, to Reverend Chicken Leg and Pastor Pig Feet. They're addicted.
How about how much money does the Pope got?
Exactly. They're pimping the people. That's all they doing, pimping the people. We don't ask you for a dime on the Real Talk for Real People show to tell you what y'all say. We don't want no dime. For if you give us a dime, we're going to give it to somebody else. That's what we're going to do. We don't want your money. We want you to have a right spirit, and we want you to love y'all with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters. And shows that's how we want for you. We want you to have the best. Praise y'all. Cottrell, you have it.
And we just sheep trying to get back to the shepherd.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Exactly.
Just sheep trying to get back to the real shepherd. So 115, whoever wrote it, lets us know who our shepherd is. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, God.
Not unto us. Yeah. Not unto us. But unto your name give glory. What kind of glory do we deserve, Yamsu?
We don't want none.
We don't deserve nothing.
Not
how
young.
We done.
We ain't did nothing for nobody. Just trying to do what y'all tell us to do. Yeah.
You know why y'all gets glory? For his loving kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And for his truth's sake. Y'all
exactly.
maintains truth. Y'all doesn't lie. And
exactly.
the fact that his loving kindness shows us mercy, because he laid out our rap sheet. He said we worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, which
exactly.
means that we should be dead. But because of his loving kindness, he loves the nation of Israel as a man loves a wife. He's showing us mercy. And the nations are looking. Why should the nations say, where is their Elohim now? Guess what? The nations know who we are, don't they? If they would ask that kind of question.
We're not Negroes. We're not niggers. We're not Black Lives Matter. We're Hebrew Israelites.
You know why the nations ask that question?
Because
mm-hmm. they know the story about how Yah took us out of Egypt.
Exactly.
And how Pharaoh resisted. And how Yah made his presence and his miraculous power known in the earth. They want to know, where is that now?
Mm-hmm.
How come he ain't doing that now?
Exactly.
A lot of us wonder why Yah ain't doing it now. But we haven't given the name of Yah glory. We trying to give ourselves glory. And whoever wrote this said, not unto us. All your brothers out there, sisters out there trying to get fame and accolades and you trying to be this and that. No, not unto us, yeah, not unto us, but unto your name, not anybody else's name. Whose name?
The Most High, Yah.
That's who deserves the glory. But our Elohim is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Is that word plural, heavens? Because people think it's only one heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Some beautiful idols, right? Skillful mm-hmm. workmen. Make them look real good. Silver and gold? Woo-wee! Got to get me a chain, brother.
With a big cross on it.
No doubt.
Simply an idol.
And guess what? Y'all says they have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have noses, but they don't smell. They have hands, but they don't feel. They have feet, but they don't walk. Neither do they speak through their throat. You can't just do with your hands what Yah did out of the dust of the ground. You can't do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yah made man, what? Out the dust of the ground, right?
Exactly.
And he gave us mouths to speak and eyes to see and ears to hear and nose to smell and hands to touch and feet to walk. And we can speak. Man can duplicate that only by way of Yah gave him. You have to get a wife or get a female, male, female. And that's how you bring forth life. Mm-hmm. Only way Yah caused us to break forth light. Some idols you make in that you worship in, he says, those that make them will be like them. Yes, mm-hmm. Everyone who trusts them. What that mean? People that trust in idols, they have mouths. They ain't speaking the truth. They have eyes, but they can't see the truth. They have ears, but they can't hear the truth. They can't even smell the truth. They have hands, they won't touch the truth. They have feet, they won't walk in the path of righteousness. Neither do they speak truth through their throat. And Yah said, those who make them will be like them. Yea, everyone who trusts them. Israel, Yisrael, trusting Yah. Guess what? He is our help and our shield. And guess what? Everything that they try to throw us, right? We say no weapon formed against us shall prevail. But how does that work? You have to trust in Yah wholeheartedly, not partially, not 50-50, not 70-40, 60-30. You have to trust in Yah 100,000%. House of Aaron, because the house of Aaron still exists. Trust in Yah. He is their help and their shield. You who fear Yah, trust in Yah. Just release all fears, doubts, worries. Yah told us not to fear. Trust in him. He is our help and our shield. Yah remembers us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Yisrael. Hasn't come yet. But we know that when he said he will bless us, that blessing is coming, right? He will bless the house of Aharon, the first high priest, the first Christ, the first anointed, the first Mashiach. He will bless those who fear Yah, both small and great. No matter how small you think you are in Israel, or how great you think you are in Israel, Yah is going to bless the whole nation. May Yah increase you more and more. You and your children, Sister Courtney, this is a blessing for the whole nation and for everyone that's out there suffering under oppression, under the pressure that Yah has put upon us. May Yah increase us more and more, us and our children. Blessed are you by Yah, those who trust in Yah, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are Yah's heavens, but he has given the earth to the children of men. People trying to get into the heavens, but he's given us a blessing that we can't even handle. What have we done with the earth, Yah Su?
We started.
Give it into our hands. Mm-hmm. We trying to save the planet. Global warming. Animals on the extinction list. World War III. What have we done with the earth that Yah has given to us? The dead don't praise Yah. Neither any who go down into silence. Well, everybody dies, don't they, Yah Su?
They certainly do.
Or did Yah give us a choice between life and death?
Yep, you got a choice.
But we will bless Yah from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yah. How are you going to praise Yah forevermore if you're dead?
Exactly.
You can't do it, right?
No.
So we don't understand it. Huh?
Your soul is restored for the Most High sake.
Here you go. Because mm-hmm. the dead don't praise Yah. Neither mm-hmm. any that go into silence. You know where into silence is? That's Sheol. You mm-hmm. ain't saying nothing once you go in Sheol. You ain't coming out of there.
That's a wrap.
But if you chose life, you will bless Yah. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name from this time forward and forevermore. That's the path I want to be on. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Cartier, for that in-depth study and that plug-in. Where we all need to be plugged in, our trust in Yah, our dependence and total reliance on Yah, and one another, because we kind need to recognize kind and look after kind. And certainly in the case of our brothers and sisters out there who are in the dark about things, as they said in that movie, Poltergeist, come to the light, Carol Ann, come to the light. Sometimes you just got to simply come to the light. The light is there for you. Yah is there for you. And we're here for you also. That being said, fellow student, it's been a pleasure for Cartier now to bring Yah's word to you. On that note, we're gonna open up the mic for Sister Courtney, and we're gonna let her talk her head off. Let her get it off of her. And so we want her to keep coming back. Praise God and bless her. Bless his holy name. And bless Sister Courtney and her children. Praise God. Sister Courtney.
Praise God.
May the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot.
Hey,
bless you too. Bless both, all y'all too. I love what y'all are doing right now. That's why I feel strong. Like, my heart really, like, if y'all known what I did for this nation, y'all probably laughing at me. I done sold food, sell everything, to meet up and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because people understand what God did for me. You know, like, I'm not in no dark, because back then, a lot of people asked me, like, why I'm not angry. You know, do you know I really had to look at myself like, damn, why I'm not angry? You know what I'm saying? After all the stuff I've been through growing up and up to now. And that's when the Nation of Israel, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to everybody that's really in this truth. You know, because, I feel like I probably would have been another Malcolm X or anything like that. People looking at me crazy and stuff, like, because I've been thrown into, like, I'm like a Martha Messenger and a Marcus Garvey, Noah, everybody that people looked at them like they crazy, you know, when them scales ain't over your eyes. You know, but by y'all coming through like this, man, bless y'all. Bless y'all and y'all generation and the generations after that. Because right now I'm doing things that I shouldn't be doing. But by the grace of God, he helping me. Because I thought when I first started off with this nation and stuff like that, I used to say, y'all, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Because the Bible did say that even the very elect will be deceived. I pray to the Most High, like, bro, you know, I already perish on this earth. I am not about to die. I'm not about to sneak into hell. I'm not about to die and perish and, you know, all the stuff I went through. You know what I'm saying? It's just that this battle has been so strong, and I've been fighting it myself. But I realized I really wasn't fighting it myself. It was the Most High. Because many times I could have been dead and gone from a murder charge, everything, all the way on up. And then people just, I don't know, it's still stuck in his nature. Like the simulation, it's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Like getting a bag, driving through, ain't nothing but a distraction. You know? And all I want to do is, you know, help our people. Like Liberia, I'm going to be real with you. If they open up a school for girls, I'm going to be the first person that apply that there. At the Nation of Israel with the Liberia, because I could teach them how to talk, how to walk, how not to act, how to act, you know, the Most High way, because they really need us, y'all. And right now, the way our people going right now is crazy. You know, I'm ready to leave from Babylon. I got my Nation ID. I got everything. I'm tired. I'm to the point, you know. Because the devil can't make all of us weary. A lot of people got to realize that. Even though he made me weary, but guess what? I'm not tired yet. That's where I'm at, you know? Because I say that I'm going to fight this thing out until the Most High calls me home. Because, you know, because the reason why I got to fight it like this, because the people know the dangerous life I live, they will understand what I'm coming from. You know, people act like they know God. They know the Bible, they know the scripture, but the question is, do you really know God? Do y'all hear me? Like, do you really know God? Because they got the women, the nicest voice. Shalom, shalom, be the wickedest one, you know? even including the men. But guess what? They'll look at a person like me like, oh, my God, you're so aggressive. Like, no, all you got to do is get to know me. Let me tell you one thing. When I go off anything like that, that means it's something I see what you're doing wrong. But I'm not going to go off at like no rah-rah, you know, because I have an old soul. Because what I've been through, and it's too much going on, I've been listening to these young women, and then I've been seeing a bunch of, y'all don't have a clue, the last brother ever talked to me was yesterday. And he's an older cat. I mean, a lot of men talk to me. And the first thing they be like, look, I be really turned on with my wife. Every day I want her. But, you know, it just the complaints I hear. I'm like, man, these women be tripping. If they understood the women like us out here that wish they had a man like that in our life, man, you know, a person like me will humble a woman quick. Because that's the type of mouthpiece I got. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be real. I'm not about to help nobody be stupid at all. I'm not about to help you be stupid. If you know it's wrong, right is right, wrong is wrong. And I'm gonna be real with you. But see, women on this, they know it's wrong, they do. But they're like tap dancing on a man's nerves, you know. But here's the crazy part: us real women, we get dragged into this. Like right to this day, a man will look at me right now and compare me to a Instagram model because of the way I look. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And right now it's the thing. Like I teach my boys this every day. Like this is the main thing I told them. Everything I teach y'all, but when y'all get older, you know what I'm saying? I came on this earth by myself. I'ma leave by myself. Y'all is not about to drag me to hell. Only thing I know, the most I say, look at the fruit we bear. You know, I did my job and still doing my job right to this day.
Exactly.
If y'all need me, I'm going to be there. I'm going to still be there because that's my job. Because you see older women. You see older, this makeup is really witchcraft. You see old grandma out here twerking and stuff like that. Like where's the elders? Where's the elders? Where's everybody? Because I already know why the Most High pulled me out and put me, like, because I done had white people, white young girls looked at me and be like, they were like, wow, I never thought that you'd be talking to me. Never judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
You know, because you know why? Because it's the way of the world. I'm to this point. I understand the song. Look, my voice is deep.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is deep because it comes from my grandpa's side.
Right.
I have a deep voice, even
right.
In the morning. And the reason why I'm about to talk this song because I cannot sing it.
Right.
I understand the meaning of this old school song, Swing Low, Sweet Cherry, Coming to Carry Me Home. I understand that song.
Praise
y'all. I talk to God just like this. Lord, where's your UFO? You know, swing low, pick me up. I'm right here by the, if you want, just like people meet the devil at the crossroads, I'm about to meet this dude right here at the cotton field.
Right.
That's how tired I am with these people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
One thing you said was a mouthful about witchcraft and sorcery in Louisiana. I was well aware of that. There's a lot of witchcraft and
man,
sorcery.
It's bad. And people think it's in New Orleans, love.
It's
not only in New Orleans. It's all in the countries in Louisiana. The country people is the dangerous ones.
Mm-hmm. It's all over. Not only in Louisiana, sister. It's a universal
yes.
trait. Because they got this old warlock. They got this old warlock on a plane named Trump.
Hey, look, you made me laugh, too. You really made me laugh. It was something that you said when you said, Caroline, come to the light. Yeah, that was funny. You funny.
But I'm serious, though. But sometimes you got to use humor. Sometimes
you
got to
use humor, yes, through this hard time.
And you may put a smile on people's face, and then they'll remember what you said when you said what you said, and it is attached to their mind. You know what I mean? You know, because we all need to come to the light. We need you.
Mm-hmm.
You need us. We need each other. We're family. That's why I told you, you're not alone. You're among your brothers. You're among your sisters. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell Sister Abby to say shalom to you. Abby, y'all, and you know, back up. I thought she could say that.
Don't worry because I've been supposed to do this with Brother Cottrell. I've been going through a spiritual battle. Let me show you how bad my spiritual battle is. Like, even though my drug of choice obliged with the woo and stuff like, because I'm not gonna blame the devil because we can't blame the devil for everything. You know what I'm saying? Because the Most High did show. Everything in my life in New Orleans. Because in New Orleans, I'm going to be real with you. The realest folks be strung out But you will never know because we are functioning addicts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Been there, done that. You know, so.
Yeah, we just need some real person on our team to help us come all the way out.
I don't sugarcoat it. I'm just like King Darwin. I tell you what.
Please, don't sugarcoat nothing with me. Don't do that. Because if you're going to do that with me, don't talk to me.
Look, I'll tell you what I did. I said, I'm lower than a dog. I'm lower than a worm like King Dow. I don't deserve nothing y'all for me. And I don't look down on no brother or sister. I just want everybody on the ground and let's work together. That's what we need to do. Just
amen.
Like,
amen.
Don't let that beat you, man. You better than that.
Amen.
And y'all expect more out of you. We expect more. And you got to expect more from yourself, okay? See, Cottrell don't know how we talk down here like South. See, that's why me and you get along, because, see, me and you talk like that down South like. See, Cottrell and them up there, you know, they got that New York talk going on.
Sorry, Brother Cottrell, but they try to say that. They try to say that we took y'all style. I'm back in the gap. I was like, man, F New York. But let me tell you one thing. They ain't nothing but a worldly thing, love. Let me tell you one thing. They used to say that a lot in New Orleans, took y'all style.
You know what, Courtney? He ain't nothing but, I'm like, I'm 901 prison camp. You 504 prison camp. Cottrell is 917 prison camp. You know, so ain't nothing special. Cottrell, good
brother. You ain't special. Yeah, he quiet.
Brother, he real. He real all the way down to the core.
He is real because that's why I'm here now. Because right now the Bible says test the spirit. The Bible says test the spirit. That's all I do. I just test the spirit. Let me tell you how I test the spirit. They used to throw they used to throw me. I was in and out of jail. I was in and out of Mr. Institute. It took an African lady. She said, baby, she said, you've been hospitalized over 22 times. She looked at me. She said, you don't look like you're crazy. And I was doped up. And I was slobbing at the mouth. And then she see me struggling, keeping my towel wrapped, sheet wrapped around me. She said, baby, she said, you want me to wrap that up around you? Like we do it in Africa. I said, yes, ma'am. I just shook my head. Yes, ma'am. She said, stand up. And she did that. She said, baby, she said, let me tell you this. She said, for the couple of days, I'm going to be here for, like around these type of days. She said, I ain't going to give you that medicine. And when I come, when she had herpes, it took me off that medicine light. And then she said, but you got to play it off. So I started playing it off. And then and she told me the truth. I was in Houston, Texas, because the Fifth Ward in Texas was my stopping ground. Because I'm trying to tell you. And then she told me, she said, a bunch of us in Africa, we don't even like American, black African-American women because what we see on TV. But she said, but you, and then she fell in love with me like a daughter because she really seen that I ain't had nobody. You know, she seen that my ex-husband would just put me in the hospital for no reason so he could go cheat and do this and that and other. Because he much older than me, like 26 older than me. And then she told me, she said, baby, she said, we don't even like African-American women. But she said, you and she, and guess what? They have these rich parties. She invited me to this party. They had that was the first time I ever known that Akon rap and sing in an African language. I never thought he made songs like that. That's how I found that out. And then as she was running it down to me, she said, why are you really here? And then when she met my kid's father, she understood why. And then she said, what do you want? I bust out crying. I said, I just need y'all to start doping me up with all this medicine. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Every time I tell my truth, y'all keep throwing me by this. I was crying because I was slobbing at the mouth. You know, I was like literally slob, like, were you on that medicine? And they have, because I've been dope. They used to dope me up since I was 7 because I knew a lot of shit. Even my foster mama even said it. That's when they started doping me up. And then I cried out to her. And I said, listen, and I was crying. I could barely talk. I'm going to show you how I was talking. I was like, look, listen, stop opening me up with all this medicine. I could barely talk to you. And she said in the morning, She said, I'm going to wind it down. And as I was talking to her, my body went into a convulsion all the time talking to her. And then and we was running it up, and I was laughing my ass off, but my body was still shaking like it was going through the withdrawal. She thought I was about to die. And many right. times I fell asleep with my eyes open laughing with her. And she was just talking to me. She said, what do I need to do for you? I said, listen, just tell them to stop putting me all in mess. All they got to do is hear me out. All my
right.
life, I never had no voice. Until when I finally, I was heard out by an African woman. And then
right.
when she did that, that's when the white folks came in. That's when they started seeing the real. And that
right.
I knew that was God. And the Most High removed all them black devils. That's how I knew the devil was black. He moved all of them, and it was a bunch of white folks. Even a redneck from British. He was from Britain. And then all of a sudden, he helped a number of us black folks because off the streets and stuff like that. He helped me with everything. He
right.
helped me win full custody battle of my children because my kids was only away from me for like a month and,
right.
and a month and 1 week, and he helped me out. And that's when he owned the whole hospital. But when we found out that he was in a fraud, that's when I hit up my people and we started hiring them out. That dude well taken care of because what he did for us.
Right.
And right to this day, the police can't get to him now because he helped a bunch of us out. He did. And then people look at us like we look good, we fine, we sexy. But the thing about it, don't look at us the way we look. Just look at us as our mind, what we're going through.
Yeah, they
you know
don't
what I'm
see
saying?
They don't really see you. They just see the outside of you. But
the
they don't
outside
really...
of us, yeah. And that's how I found God. And you know, the Catholic Church, I'm going to be real. My probation officer, me and him, he was a Mexican. And the probation officer in New Orleans, they believe in messing over you. Either if it's a woman, if she can't have no baby with you, she will lock you up big time. But if it's a man, you better do everything you want. But that man told me, he said, I never, ever met a woman that made her husband do their time for him. But he understood why, because I let him know. I said, because I was the one that did this. That's why he's doing the time. And not only that, he tried to save me all type of ways. You know what
right.
I'm saying? See, people look at, and we also got to stop looking at a race thing. We always
right.
got to stop looking at a race thing because just like when they say, like, we got to look at who's shaking the goddamn jaw.
Mm-hmm.
We really got to look at that. Who is shaking the jaw? Because when you shake the jaw with a bunch of asses, they going to charge at each other, but they never know who shook their jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's because people understand that's who helped me a lot, the white folks. That's
mm-hmm.
who pulled me out of a lot of stuff. Because even white folks who ain't even believing the Most High pulled me out, but the Most High was talking straight through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that because like I said, I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me. I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me. I don't want nobody like, oh, my God, that's messed up. Don't do that. Just root for me. You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
if you don't see me crying, because I don't even pity my goddamn self. Cause
mm-hmm.
Because that would happen to my family, that, you know, that wasn't a black sheep now. You know,
mm-hmm.
because my mama do that, still do that. She's a compulsive liar. I could snapshot that and send that to you. I had to put
mm-hmm.
her in her place. And the first
right.
thing she said was, like, oh, all y'all do is talk smack to me, but I do this. No, I ain't trying to hear that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at what your daughter went through. And I got tired of running after they love because I got children. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And I got to make sure these young boys don't grow up traumatized because there's too many feminine men. Y'all get on them. But let me tell you, after I chastise them, next thing I know, my mind be messing with me. My mind be messing with me. Next thing I know, I be in there talking with them. Because I know my kids are like, man, mama talks to damn much. I know my kids are just like that. I was like, y'all got to stop making me do this. Y'all got to stop making me do that. Blah, 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 blah. I need y'all to grow up. Y'all going to be looking after me because just like, you know, because when men get older, women should be looking after the falling behind the son who won't lead us to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Not like go out there and take care of it. I'm not about to put all that pressure because I'm taking all the pressure now. So when they get older, they ain't going to have no goddamn excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I still do everything right. I still do everything right. My kids get on my damn nerves. They do. They really do.
Everybody.
They really do.
My
no, I got all boys. Boys and bad boys get my boys get on my damn nerves. And I have to tell, you know, and the Most High be talking to me like, Courtney. Courtney, Courtney. That's how the Most High talked to me, like Courtney.
Right.
And then he told me all the right words to say. And I'm not even no big hugger. Y'all would see it in my kids. Y'all
right.
would see it, but my little baby boy, he a hugger because he loved big women and blah blah blah. But he's a hugger.
Right.
But my other boys, they ain't no big hugger and stuff
right.
like that, because they get that from me. But all and like everything, it's a lot of things that a woman never taught me that the Most High taught me. My kid's daddy taught me how to be a mother with my 11-year-old. I did not know what to do.
Right.
He taught me that, but he was evil. That's why I tell people, like, the Most High used the evil for his good. Everything that happened to me, it turns out that's how I'm able to take care of business. That's how I'm able to, you know, I'm able to do a lot of stuff. Because people don't understand, the Most High is real. That man
right.
is real.
Praise God.
And right now, and people around here taking God as a joke. Oh, they looking like God, the Most High will come from the cloud, like sending lollipops and unicorns and stuff like that. No, the Most High about to come and destroy all y'all. He come to bring to separate with the sword. He's a man of war before anything. And then I said one time, I say, I pray for Saint Michael every day. They be like, girl, you better be careful, blind with the woo, because you cause Saint Michael, he can come. No, I pray for Saint Michael to come here, cause I pray for Saint Michael, like, before you go to battle, come pick me up, my nigga, cause I'm ready to go to war with these demons, cause I'm tired of them.
No. But now, Michael is the archangel. He's an archangel.
Yeah, that's my 9-year-old name, not Michael. That's why I named him after. Michael, Luke. Yeah, that's the name.
But look here. You stick with us. And don't knock yourself on those 5 stars with bars. As a matter of fact, Yam Suf has been to a lot of 5 stars with bars. A lot of roaches up in there, too. Okay?
Five stars of what?
With bars.
What that mean? Explain that to me.
That's them jailhouse. Yo, Soup been up in them 5-star with bars.
Man,
so.
You better chill out. They gave you free meals and shit. You better chill out, man. I'm joking. I'm just joking. Don't take me serious.
Yeah,
I'm joking. You'll never catch me back up in there no more.
Yeah, me neither. If the Most High can take care of Yam Suf Ari, he certainly can take care of you too, Curtis. Courtney, okay?
Hey, he already did, man. Like,
exactly.
we don't get this man enough credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm at right now with the Most High. We don't get this man enough credit for it. That's why I'm ready to put everything down.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You got to give him all. You can't give him half-time, part-time. He's got to be a full-time.
No, because he deserves more than that. He's
exactly.
been disrespected for years. Thousands of years. He's been disrespected for so long. It's time for him to get his respect back.
It's true. And we're going to help him. We're going to help make sure we ambassadors, Cottrell and I, and you, Sustavia, and many more students out there that study with us, we're going to make sure the Most High get his props. Praise God. But
amen.
That being said, Sister Courtney, you keep coming back. We're going to get you plugged in and everything. You're going to be all right, okay?
Oh, always. I'm done with everything. That's it.
But look here.
Shout out to Elder Cottrell.
He listens.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to you. Because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Oh, I ain't going nowhere. The Most High got me locked up, clink. In
look
his jailhouse.
Check it out. You keep coming back Monday through Friday. And
yes,
I'm sure you have Cartrell's number. You run into any problem, you make sure you give him a call. He going to help you out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all, man.
Hey, we
y'all
love
keep
you.
Doing what y'all doing and keep y'all light, too. Because, because you don't keep that light, you will not go to heaven. You will not go to heaven without the love. Because right now, the devil is after our heart, like to try to turn it cold, to turn it bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who pissed you off. I'm talking about everybody who's listening now. Whoever listening now, y'all get that bitterness out y'all heart. Y'all better forgive anybody that done y'all wrong And the craziest thing, somebody told me, and it really worked for me because I looked at them crazy. When they said that all the people that raped you or blah, who did anything wrong to you, you got to pray to the Most High and you got to ask the Most High forgiveness of what they did. I never understood what that means, not understand what that means, so you won't pass that on. So let that bitterness go. Let all that out your heart. So before y'all hang up, just put that, just always think about that. Let all that anger, that bitterness, all that go, because the Most High will not let you enter the heavenly gate if you do not have forgiveness in your heart and you do not forgive nobody. Because you do not do that, the Most High, because he gonna look at like, why would you think I'm gonna let you in this gate? You know, when he said in Proverbs, when he say, many would say, Lord, Lord, I cast out many in your name. He said, depart from me, for I never knew you. People need to take heed to what that verse is saying. I think it's in chapter 7, Proverbs 7. I think it's in 15 to 14. No, I think it's in 14. 14 or 15, one of the two, 13 verse. If it's in 14, 13 verse all the way from 13 verse all the way on out.
That's the New Testament. That's not Proverbs. That's the New Testament.
Hello. Really?
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But look here, Sister Courtney,
yes,
time
sir.
Is. But we gonna make sure you know where what's what. That's why we're gonna make you a master. You stick with us, stick with your elders, we're gonna make you a master, okay?
Always. Let's go, let's go.
And most important, stick with the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his
always.
Holy name. But look here, Sister Courtney. We got to get ready to go.
Yes,
enjoy this song, and it speaks for itself. You got to stand in the circle of peace. You got to make sure the Most High is in that peace. We love you, Sister Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quick question. What should we do on the lamb, day? Yeah. Like, you know how they chopped up the lamb y'all were just talking about in the lesson? Like,
those
like,
days,
how can we substitute that? Please, like, tell me what should I do to substitute that? Like on a low-budget type of person, like, tell me what can I buy? What should I do? Because I do get food stamps. Like, what should I do to get in the stay in the Most High's eyes?
Courtney, you gonna let me talk,
yes,
man. What I'm saying, you ain't got to do nothing. You just keep doing what you can with what you got. Because, mind you, I told you, those days are come back. But they're in suspension right now because, in fact, we don't know who the Levites are. We don't know who the high priests are. We don't know who our king are.
Yes.
Just do good, Courtney. Just do good and come cry out September 2nd. Do good by the widow women. Do good by the needy, the orphans, and do good by folk Paul can do good by. And do the Ten Commandments. And then come keep learning with us. You're going to know. You're going to know everything we know in some, okay?
Yes, sir.
We love you, Sister Courtney.
Well, I love y'all too, man. I love y'all too. Y'all keep this going.
Thank you, sister. May the Most High praise y'all. And enjoy the music,
praise
Sister
y'all.
Courtney.
Yes, sir.
Shalom and good night.
Shalom, y'all. Shalom.
Shalom.
The children aren't guilty, no. Stand in the circle.